Okay, something happened this last month that I find absolutely mind-boggling. It may not strike the average person that way, but it certainly struck me. Governments around the world carry foreign currency reserves. The primary purpose of the foreign currency reserves is to facilitate international trade, so that when somebody in Japan buys something with yen, it can be converted dollars into yen and vice versa. What feeds that currency reserve is the excess profits that the government makes, or taxes, or the excess money from selling bonds. This is the standard worldwide. Some countries are accumulating money through buying bonds. Others are accumulating money through selling bonds. In China, this last month, the Blackstone Group, one of the private equity firms that we've been talking about, was talking to the Chinese government and saying, could we function in your country? And during the course of the conversations, China's government committed $3 billion buying into Blackstone. The reason I find that so mind-boggling is this is the ultimate antithesis to communism. That the Blackstone Group is as a part of capitalism, it just is mind-boggling that the communist government would involve themselves in that. Plus the fact, I cannot mentally come up with any other occasion that I can think of worldwide when a country engaged in the stock market. And China has put $3 billion into Blackstone Group. And they have announced that they're going to put $200 billion into other investments. Yes, Steve?
China has a 10 to 30% growth rate in their industry.
Yes, they have.
And needs all the help that they can get.
They got a lot of money to invest.
And they got a lot of things to make.
Yeah. And they have previously been spent taking that money and buying U.S. bonds, which is the standard thing worldwide.
Okay, U.S. bonds are nice and safe, but maybe they think they can make more money.
Making an industry.
Yes.
With investing in the Blackstone Group.
The Blackstone Group has been growing at an equivalent rate to what the Chinese economy has been growing at.
Now, tell me. Who bought this Blackstone? Was it the Chinese government? Then that's not the antithesis of communism. In communism, the government owns in everything.
Industries.
And there's no private ownership. So if the government's buying it, it's not the antithesis of communism.
That they are buying stocks, not the company.
Okay.
Because they have no... They don't have a total control over what Blackstone will do with that money, and they don't own the whole thing, so that it's not like they, whatever Blackstone buys, they can't run it as a government company, because they don't own the whole thing, and it's probably not going to be something in China. Not necessarily.
Okay.
But you're right in that,
okay,
in that,
yeah.
Do you see the difference? Yeah.
From their point of view, they probably see it as logical. From my point of view, it is communism engaging in capitalism.
Now, because of the FDA requirements, not FDA, because of the SEC requirements, they can't own more than 5% without getting permission.
No. Private equity firms don't get run by the SEC.
Okay.
That's one of the quote, advantages or the appeal to a private equity company is they don't have to follow the SEC. They're not controlled by the
they're
SEC.
Not a mutual fund. That law applies only to mutual funds.
Well, it applies to individuals buying.
Individuals can own more, but they
but
have,
they
to,
have
go,
to notify.
You have to notify.
You have to notify.
And after a certain point.
Yeah. Anyway,
it becomes public knowledge that company A is being bought out by company B,
or at least they're buying a large percentage of it. But private equity firms don't have those rules, which is one of the reasons the private equity firms like to be what they are.
Okay. Do you want to start a new subject? I'm going to talk about the war.
Okay. Let's start it. Let me start a new subject.